Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka the Mind Alchemist. All right, guys, or should I say all is well. As I am recording this back in my office in Dubai after a beautiful, lovely break in South Africa, Cape Town, it was so nice and I feel fully charged, fully reset and ready to continue the mission. So I wanted to complete the Unlocking the Abundance Mindset part two. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode, then I highly recommend that you start there, as it will give you a better idea and context of what we are speaking about. But the intention with this podcast is to unlock, or this episode, shall I say, is to unlock the abundance mindset. And what we did in the last episode, we defined what abundance is and redefining abundance in our reality, which is the ability to do what we need to do when we need to do it. But also, in order for us to unlock abundance in our life and to have the abundance mindset, we need to understand all forms of abundance, all forms of abundance that's available to us today, that is available to you today. Yes, you, the listener. So what we spoke about in the previous episode and the first form of abundance, which was money. So go back to that episode if you haven't listened to it, and I encourage you to listen to the form of abundance and defining that as money. Most people, when they think about abundance, based on our conditioning, we automatically go to money. However, my intention here with you today is to unlock all forms of abundance. When we are aware of other forms of abundance, that means we start to open ourselves up to the abundance in our life, and then that we can attract more of it and we can activate that in our lives. So let's continue that conversation by unlocking the second form of abundance, or introducing you to the second form of abundance, which is trade. Trade is a second form of abundance that is available to us as humans, as people in this planet. And all things that you have that it has value to others, it becomes a channel of abundance. So you, if you have a skill or a service or a knowledge, the things you already have that has value to other people, which is allows you to trade. So we have a trade is an act of abundance. It's a form of abundance. So a lot of the time people aren't aware, but they have a lot of value to offer to others, more than they might be aware of, right? So what's important is you just need to look closer inside and identify what value do I have in terms of knowledge, skill, service that I can offer the world that will in exchange become a form of abundance, unlocks forms of abundance, right? And this channel of abundance, it actually predates to money if you look back in history, right? Now, again, this thinking pattern makes you realize how much abundance you have in this form. A lot of the times we forget that we have actually a lot of skills and knowledge that we can offer the world, but due to certain limiting beliefs or due to negative conditioning or not having the full confidence in ourselves, we tend to hold back, or we're not aware of that form of abundance. So here's a reminder to you that if you look closer and you reflect, I guarantee you will find that trade is a form of abundance that you hold, something that you can trade with the world. So a lot of the times when we trade a skill or a service, we unlock money or we unlock an exchange for that. So that is a form of abundance. And this realization will make you look at yourself. Even if you don't have money, it will make you realize that you have abundance in other channels and forms. So trade is a second form of abundance that will now be activated by simply the self-awareness and the information that I'm sharing with you today. Now, the third form of abundance is gift. So when someone gives you a gift, it's a channel of a valid source of abundance, right? A lot of the times we get gifts and we forget that that gift, and that can be any form of gift, right? It doesn't have to be like a massive gift, but any gift that is coming to you in your life, someone gifting you something, it could be knowledge, it could be assistance, it could be material, but ultimately that is a form of abundance and you need to be aware of that. So the more you're aware of actually the gifts that are coming into your life, then you'll be able to receive more of it than you are aware that you're actually activating and unlocking a form of abundance in your life. And it's so important, guys, and I really want you to pay attention to what I'm about to share. It's extremely important that when you are able to accept and receive gifts in all shapes and forms. A lot of the time we've been conditioned that, you know, we don't want to receive a gift, or we find it hard to receive the gift, and we start to ask what's the intention behind it, or how will I be able to repay them back, which makes it hard for us to receive it, right? So it's important to acknowledge that gift is a form of abundance, and when it's coming into your life, specifically when it's coming from the right people, of course, always with good intention, it's an opportunity for you to receive that, to show the universe that you are worthy of receiving that gift in your life. You're worthy of bringing that into your life, and that is a channel of abundance that is in your life. It's activated. So pay attention from now when you receive a gift from anyone. And like I said, it doesn't have to always be material. It could be assistance or anything of that sort. Remember, that is a form of abundance that's coming into your life. Okay. So it's important, again, to receive as much as you like to give. And this is something I had to learn in my personal journey in my life. I'm always wanting to give, and I'm not really ready to receive. I feel more comfortable to give and not comfortable to receive. Well, I used to. Now I've learned over the years from my mentors and from doing the work that there's an energy exchange that's happening, and I don't want to block that when someone is offering me a gift, and I received with an open heart. So I also show the universe that I'm sending out a message that, you know, I want this, as opposed to not wanting it to take it. Then I'm saying to the universe, stop giving me, I'm not good enough to receive it, right? So always when a gift is given to you, the best practice, energetically speaking, is to receive that with an open heart, to receive that and of course to say thank you, but to receive it because you want to receive it, and you also want to show your higher self, your unconscious mind, that you are worthy of receiving that. So reflect today, look at your life today and think about, you know, how often do I get gifts? When do I get gifts? Who provides those gifts? And like I said, in any form. And then that's going to be amazing for you to receive that. Also, when you reject a gift, you're also rejecting and taking away from the person that's wanting to give you that. This is something we forget, right? So as much as we like to give, and I'm sure you, the listener, would like to give, and it's a beautiful feeling to give. So we got to give that opportunity to others to also feel the same when they want to give us something, when they want to share with us something. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind in terms of receiving, right? Giving is so powerful, but also giving the opportunity for someone to have that experience is also, you're doing them a good deed by allowing that, by giving them that opportunity as well. Okay, so that is the third form of abundance in your life. And the fourth form, and this is one of my favorites, which a lot of people are unaware of, and I'm happy to introduce this to you, the listener, is synchronicity. Maybe you've heard of this word. And so let me try and define this to you. So synchronicity is the moment, I would say, in my model of the world, just to define this easier, it's the moment in fabric of time when we suddenly and briefly become conscious or consciously aware that we made a deeper connection with the universe or that which is greater of our individual self. So when we're not aware of synchronicity, then our thought calls it a coincidence. But sometimes when we set an intention or we are out to achieve something in our life, or we're looking to meet someone, or we're looking for something in our life, and then all of a sudden we meet someone that is providing that, or we know someone that opens a door for us that activates that in our life, brings that forth, or we meet someone at a certain time at a certain place that was exactly what we're looking for. You know what I'm talking about, these coincidences we call them, but in reality, they're actually synchronicities. They are things that are matching your vibrational state, things that are happening in your life. And I like to think about synchronicity as it's to guide us into a direction or a soul force into motion. And some look at it as a spiritual or an intuition calling. But for me, it's always a sign. So I call it a sign from the universe, or a sign or feedback from the external world that based on my internal world. So it's a feedback and confirmation that I'm on the right path, I'm meeting the right people at the right time, and so forth. And as we change our energy, as we work on ourselves, we start to invite the right people, we start to have more synchronicities in our life. So synchronicities is really a very, very powerful form of abundance, because the more synchronicities we have, the more we are activating and opening ourselves into different opportunities and moving closer to what we want to create for ourselves. So synchronicity is like gravity. You know, you can see it, you can't see it, but you know it's there, if you know what I mean, right? So through your conscious and unconscious belief trends, you tend to drive or to manifest certain synchronicities. This is why I'm always emphasizing with my clients and with the academy and everyone I'm working with, both private or in group setups, I'm always emphasizing on the importance of understanding our belief system and our unconscious beliefs, because they tend to impact our synchronicities in life. They tend to impact these experiences. So the objective here is to be aware and conscious of these synchronicities, okay? So synchronicities, again, is the moment of fabric of time when we suddenly and briefly are aware that something happened. And people think it's a coincidence, but it's not. There's that internal connection. You meet the right person at the right time, or someone says something that you were thinking about. So these sort of things are indicators. And the more synchronicities we have in our life, the more we activate that form of abundance and as abundance as a whole. Okay. And finally, number five, the form of abundance number five is inspiration. And if you know me, I always say this word, I love to say it, where I'm inspired in spirit. So inspiration is the connection between the higher self and the physical body or self. So full of spirit. When you're inspired, when you're inspired by something or someone, or you feel inspired, it's a state of being at a very high level, as well as it's a significantly being resourceful. So when you're inspired and when you're in spirit, you almost feel like you're in a flow state. You know what to say, how to say it, you know where to go, what to do. You have those brilliant ideas, which you think they're coming from within you, but they're coming actually outside of you. They're like an antenna that you're connecting and collecting. And this form of abundance allows you for opening a level of receiving ideas. I will say that I always get the best ideas when I'm inspired, when I'm in spirit, in a new and a different way. And this is one of the reasons I love to travel. Specifically, I love to travel in spaces where there's a lot of nature. I am most inspired in spirit, and I find myself in those states of being, those higher level of states, and being most resourceful is when I'm in nature. I feel nature almost activates that state, and I get those ideas that are always in line with a vision and my true self. And there's always heart in it, if that makes sense. So these are important awareness to be aware that when you are inspired, and how often do you get inspired, and with the inspiration that you have in your life, the more inspired you are in your life, the more you can achieve and receive those states and activate those states of being, that is a form of abundance. Because from what happens after you are inspired or in spirit, always there's some positive outcome from that. So how inspired are you in your life? What inspires you? When do you get most inspired? These are questions that I would love you to reflect on, because this will open up and activate that abundance mind. It will activate and bring in more abundance in your life. And I'm here to remind you, that abundance comes in more than one channel. And you need to be aware of each of these channels to allow it to come into your life. Don't limit yourself to one or two forms of abundance, as it's like getting one or two pieces of the puzzle, and you avoid yourself from seeing the full picture. So by knowing the five forms of abundance, you now can see a better picture. You become more aware of what the forms of abundance that you have access to in your life. And that treasure hunt with colors of filters becomes, you know, more clear. Now you're able to see the abundance you have in your life and not limit it to one form, which most people do, which is money. And when you activate and you become more aware, you remain open to receive with a sense of gratitude. You became open to receive and go, oh, wow, I'm so abundant when it comes to my knowledge and skills and the trade. I'm so abundant when it comes to people, you know, giving me gifts and helping me and assisting me. I'm so abundant when it comes to synchronicities. I get a lot of synchronicities, or I'm inspired a lot. By becoming aware of all of these forms, now you open yourself up. And you can also go out on the hunt of going, okay, so where do I want to activate and open up myself more when it comes to the form of abundance? And what might be in the way of blocking that form of abundance, right? So abundance in all its forms becomes a more vast for you to attain. It becomes more opportunities, and also it gives you, and it starts to activate that form of abundance. It starts to activate that mindset that, hang on, it's not just about my bank account. There's so much more in my life that makes me feel abundant. There's so much more in my life that I am grateful for, that I have, that I know that I am actually more abundant than I ever thought I was. So my intention with this podcast is to create that awareness in your life, is to create that understanding that you are abundant. Even if you might not be aware of it, you are abundant as it stands. Specifically, if we define the abundance, which is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Being aware that you're abundant and have more channels of abundance and forms in your life will open up more abundance in your life. Not being aware closes that. So your mind is narrow, focused on one. So my intention is to open your focus to those forms of abundance, which will definitely elevate that and definitely open it up more and more in your life. So I trust this episode has been informative. I trust this episode will open you up to activating and receiving more abundance in your life. Much love and positive energy.